Can I start with a little bit about terminology? In Britain, you'll often come across the phrase Gypsy Roma Traveller, or GRT, and that's a phrase that's used officially and also often by the community. And I'd like to just kind of take that apart. So the first term, Gypsy, is the word, that the name that was given to the Romani people when they arrived in Europe, and I can talk about that. It's not their own term. It was applied to them by non-Romanis and became very early on a term of abuse. So for a great many Romanis, that term is regarded as very much like the N-word, and we tend to avoid it in public and academic use. That said, there are Romani people right across Europe, including in Britain, who continue to use that term or its foreign equivalents. Zigeuner in German, almost hardly, not at all used, but Zigani, Zigan, and similar equivalents are occasionally still used by the subjects. And that's why it's still there in some official usages. Roma is a term that's officially adopted in European official usage and across the organized Romani community to refer to these people and to themselves. And that has an origin in the Romani language. Rom means human being or man. So the Roma are people. Traveler is in there, and I think we need to bring that in at this stage, because there are groups whose lifestyle has been perceived as similar to that of a kind of notion of the Romani lifestyle. People who travel regularly, who travel for a living, who live in caravans rather than in houses, some or most of the time. In Britain, we think about travelers, the Irish travelers in particular. In Europe, there is a group that's known as the Jenische, who are very similar in that respect. And what links the Roma and travelers of all ethnicities is that they have been subject to the same kinds of exclusion and discrimination. So at the point at which they begin to organize to protect their rights and governments begin to acknowledge the need to protect their rights, they come to be seen as not a single group, but a group that shares many features that need to be taken into account. So the Romani, Roma, are people who have a common descent from a group that migrated from northwestern India somewhere around the 10th century. And that's been identified through the study of their language, the Romani language. The Romani language is still spoken by about 2 million people in Europe, but there are many others of that original group, of that ethnic group, who don't necessarily speak Romani language, but consider themselves Roma. I think we could say that English Romanis are of that category. There are few words of Romani still in the English Romanichal language, but they don't speak it intensively. In the same way as, for example, many Eastern European Roma do. That is their first language, though they'll always be at least bilingual. And because they migrated such a long time ago, arriving in the Balkans in the 12th century, in Central Europe between 1300 and 1450, in Britain maybe in the early 1500s, they've been there for a long time. And of course that means that as they spread across Europe, they differentiated into subgroups who speak different dialects of that same common Romani language with different names associated with them in different countries.